Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tim is up and raring and ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Are you hungover at all? I just imagine you guys partying a bunch or what?
No, not at all.
Strictly business?
No, I think Tim's all business out there.
No, I'm cranked up, ready to go.
Yeah, you sound like you're in midday form.
No. Tim, I got you figured out. I want to. I told Bart earlier in the show, man, when it comes to spring.
I guess Tim just had 4 months to get drunk as much as he
wanted. Yeah, he's been off, man, except for working a couple of Monday nights. But I want to say, Tim, you like to get going. When you're at training camp down there, spring training, you want to get there early. You want to be the first guy there.
No, yeah, Chuck, you're right on the money, man. We'll play a little hard, but we'll work harder. There's no question, and I'm ready to dig in, man. I just, it was a little empty over the weekend here, not doing shows, but still being here, but still getting a lot of work done. We caught the game at Angels Park the other day. We were at Maryvale yesterday, packed house with the Cubs in, and it was interesting. You know what's interesting? For the first time in a long time, and that includes back in 2008 and 2011, I've noticed, guys, I'm not kidding you, I'm not just, being a pro brewer guy here, the excitement level, whether they're at Fields of Phoenix, the at Maryvale, or on the road, a lot of noise. There's a ton of noise, and I'd never heard it. We were walking into Angels Park the other day when Thames and Yelich went back-to-back. You'd have thought they were at Maryvale. It was, and I'm not going to, throw that thing out, Brewers fans travel well or whatever, but a lot more excitement, big time, and it's noticeable.
Do you think we're going to see a little bit more of that when the Brewers and Cubs play early in the season at Miller Park?
I was talking to Pipebomb about it yesterday at the game, and I said the Brewers fans own this park right now today. Now, there was a little bit of disagreement there. I will say it was somewhat in regards to proximity. The Brewers fans had the seats. The Cubs fans, for the most part, had the periphery down the lines a little bit and out on the grass berms. But Brewers fans were in attendance yesterday. There's no question about it, man. I thought it was... We always talk about that ratio at Miller Park. Mm-hmm. I thought it was 75-25, 70-30 range Brewer fans yesterday.
Do you think it'll be better at Miller Park than it's been in past years?
I think so. Yeah. Well, based on that, I mean, I've never heard the excitement level around. When they announced Yelich at Angels Park the other day, again, you would have thought they were at Maryvale. It's really cool.
Talking with Tim Allen. You'll hear him again on the postgame show this season after every game. Spring training live, 6 to 8 p.m. our time, the radio.com app. This station right here, 105.7 FM, 1250 on the AM. Jeremy Jeffers dealing with an injury. It looks like Jimmy Nelson is set to throw an inning today. With Jimmy Nelson, and I've talked to you about this, I look at him as a guy, and I don't know if you guys have bumped into him yet or not. I look at him as a guy who can't admit to himself that it's over. Now, that's pretty extreme, but I do not feel good about the future of Jimmy Nelson as a player. Every time that we go through something like this, like I'm already bracing for the 5 p.m. tweet, Jimmy Nelson had a setback. Jimmy Nelson didn't... it's like boy who cried wolf situation right now.
Yeah, we're going to find out today. He's slated to pitch today and then again on the 16th. So... He realized he hasn't faced, a game situation. And that's what this is, despite it being a Cactus League game. But nonetheless, it's a game situation since September of 17. And when you do that, and I understand what you're saying, Bart, but I think maybe acquiesce to the point where, you say, okay, well, let's not plan on him to be a stud. Let's plan on him if in a bonus situation where if he does get it together and things go well today, You know, it's a big first step. It really is, guys. And if you look at it that way, that, you know, stack your rotation the way you got to stack it, and then, oh, shoot, there's Nelson. He is back. He is healthy. That's the way I'm looking at it, more of a bonus situation. I'm not leaning on him, you know, to be that one or that two. And let's face it, it's a big hit for the crew in a big sense that, you know, he was headed way in that direction back in 17. He was dynamite, and he was getting it together. And maybe at this point we'd have had a 1-2 punch with Nelson being the one or the two at this point. But I look at it as just, you know, bonus situation if he can get going.
What about Jeremy Jeffress? It's, you know, no question about it. His fastball's down. They've shut him down a little bit. They're trying to strengthen his shoulder. What's going on there? And is there some reason for concern about this guy?
He said they diagnosed it now, and he's going to play catch today. So you got a couple of different things going on in camp today. You got the Nelson in the game today, second pitcher up, and then you've got Jeffress going to play catch. I'm maybe even as concerned with Jeffress as I am with Nelson, guys, that, you know, I don't know where that goes from mid-90s and domination last year, a 1.2 and 70-plus appearances for Jeffress to, you know, I don't know why I'm throwing 83 and 84 miles an hour. But they say they've diagnosed it. They know what it is. So that's a good sign. And I don't know if that's a snow screen or not, but that's where they're at. And then he's going to play catch today. And he's probably, at this point, it would have to be a dramatic increase here in the velocity for him to break camp with the club. I'm not holding my breath on that.
Talking with Tim Allen, spring training live again tonight, 6 to 8 here on The Fan. The Brewers roster is pretty much, and you can kind of pencil it in, and, you know, maybe the 23rd, 24th, 25th spot could go a couple of ways. Are there any of these fringe guys or even some of these minor league guys that you kind of have taken an attachment to already that you're maybe rooting for them to see some big league at-bats?
Well, I don't know about at-bats. You know, the excitement level around a Corey Ray yesterday was pretty prevalent, and you can tell he's well on his way, Keston Hira and these guys. I'm more into that bullpen makeup, because without Jeffress, without a Bobby Wall, which they had anticipated he was going to break camp with the club, now you're, and I won't say downgrading at all, but, I mean, you're looking at an Adrian Hauser-type guy that is going to be in that mix, a Jacob Barnes-type guy that's going to be in that mix, you know, breaking camp in that bullpen. And it, you know, the electric guys, the electric dudes, as Craig Counsell says, referring to Knievel, Jefferson, Hader. Now they're down to down to two of those three. And now we're going to have to lean on that Hauser, the Alex Claudio looked decent yesterday, so I'm more interested in that makeup of the back and forth, AAA, at the lower portion, the lower rungs of the ladder in that bullpen.
All right, yeah. Boy, I just don't I don't like the fact that they're going to be starting a little shorthanded coming out of that bullpen start the season. Not that Wall, I expected a lot of things from him, but these are one less arms. You got to dig further into your farm system right now to get arms coming out of the bullpen. And we all know the bullpen's the biggest part of this team.
Well, what is a little bit of a bonus is that they had that, you know, competition going for the rotation too. So the Burns and the Woodruffs and these guys, and even Josh Tomlin, boy, he pitched dynamite the other day, one hit through five, no runs. So you might dip into that a little bit. We know Woodruff and Burns had some success last year out of that pen. So that might be a bonus too, and it may, you know, maybe just a silver lining in that things happen for a reason, and maybe one of those electric dudes is a Corbin Burns or a Brandon Woodruff. So we'll wait to find out. But I get your concern that, and I'm with you. Just the Jeffress thing is a big hit.
I want to mention this story today, and we'll do it with you since you've talked a lot about Euchre over the years. The story that the Brewers gave him part of their playoff share. So they gave him a playoff share for money. When you go into the playoffs, you get money. And the Brewers gave him a cut of $123,000. He did not keep it. He gave it to, like, Make-A-Wish, Boys and Girls, Wounded Warriors, Freighter, the Cancer Center. But Uecker, I mean, it just feels like Uecker's always been a part of this team, but it feels like more often lately he's become like as meaningful as ever to the guys in the clubhouse. And this gesture, I mean, goes a long way to show that.
But he's sort of always been that way, and Chuck, you know, many years ago, you know that he's always in that clubhouse. He'll always come down and greet players and screw around with these guys, and now they play wiffle ball in the clubhouse and everything. And I think he has always had that connection, but I think he was flattered about it. I read that piece too, Bart, and it was interesting. $123,000. I mean, the players didn't have to vote, you know, him to get a piece of that, and then he donates it all to the local charity. So, 110 games maybe you get out of him this year. It's not going to be many road games, but still a part of it. It's you know, Marty Brenneman now, you know, the Cincinnati Reds version of Uecker. He's going to call it quits after this year, and you know, Uecker at some point, he has been on record for a few years now saying he'll know when it's time. And does he miss a call here and there? Guys, we all know that. We all hear you, but it's nowhere near embarrassment, and that's where his barometer is.
Where I'm leading is if Chuck and I ever win like a large money prize for our program, we would like to give you a cut, is what I'm saying.
Well, thank you. That would be awesome.
Now, I don't know what this prize or what this money would be.
If they start giving, like, prize monies with our Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Awards?
Yeah, I would cut Tim in a little bit.
Give us a trophy and then $100,000.
Yeah, I'd give...
Well, I'm not going to donate mine to charity.
I would give it to you if you
would. Right to myself.
Yeah, I don't want you to. Tim, hey, we will be in touch all week. Spring training live tonight, 6 to 8. Have you guys planned that out yet, or what can we expect with these shows every night now this week on The Fan?
Well, an interesting one tonight in that we've been prepping it a little bit, that, you know, get into camp and, you know, you want to get your legs on the ground and just kind of feel things, especially with the new facility, and I don't know what everyone's raving about. It looks the same to me, but it's just, you know, was I ready to go? Yeah, but you'll hear counsel call me out on tonight's show, Spring Training Live at 6. Yeah.
Called you out?
Yep.
Really? In a joking or serious matter?
You'll see sort of many a truth is said in jest. So
you buried the lead. That's what we should have talked about start.
Yeah, man.
We'll talk about that tomorrow if you have me on, or Billy can mention.
Well, now you're going to talk about it on the show tonight, so now to tune to that. That's a good tease.
Yeah. That's how this business works.
Who cares about the position battles, man? Let's just hear about counsel calling you out, Tim.
Yeah, face was just a little heated, a little red.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. Not too bad. I recovered well, though.
Right. Yours or his was red?
Mine.
Oh. So,
he's called me up before, and I stumble.
Really? How did he call you out?
One time he called me out for never asking questions.
Yeah.
And then he called me out because I messed up. I had, like, pen all over my shirt.
Yeah?
He stopped, and he goes, what's going on with you? I go, what do you mean? He's like, you're like the one guy down here that doesn't have to write anything, and you have pen all over yourself.
I didn't know that.
So we'll hear that tonight. Tim, appreciate it. We'll be in touch. We'll talk soon.
You got it, boys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.